So when we talk about a person like the highly learned monk, do we talk about right understanding or wrong understanding? If we leave out the name, we are associating with whom, right or wrong understanding? Even right now, we are associating with right or wrong understanding.
Chris, I don't know if you have a specific example that you'd like to raise. I mean, I can think of one to mention if you haven't gotten any specific ones. It might help
if you
too.
Mention it.
Okay, well, let's take Gayanapasana Satipatthana as an example. In the text, it's always translated as body. Whereas in the commentaries, it makes clear that the reference is to rupas of any rupa of any kind. Is that an example of the kind of instance? So, for some people, it's convenient to say that no, it doesn't mean rupa; it means body. Body is rupa, but body is also bodily positions and concept of body. So. That's an example of the selective acceptance of commentary material.
And what about the Hottapa Yatana?
Bodily contact?
Tangible object.
Tangible object
through the
body.
Potapa,
yes.
What rupa is there? Sitting or standing or walking or what?
No, it's only the specific.
So, what can be directly experienced as not self? And there must be doorways to experience nama and rupa too.
Absolutely.
It doesn't mean that it just happened by no way or no doorway at all.
And bodily posture, as we conceive it, can only be experienced through mind.
Who does not know the body posture?
Everyone knows body posture.
So what's the use of knowing it? can we have less attachment to it? By just knowing
it. By just thinking about it, or knowing it, yes.
Is that panya?
Not panya.
So?
Definitely not.
Nothing is developed.
Right. I mean, if you take them one by one, then.
Anybody can
still self, which feels hot. And the lack of fuels.
At what moment?
Different
when,
moments.
When heat does not appear, or when heat is appearing?
Heat appears now.
Now?
Yes.
Where?
Everywhere.
As fast as that, from here to there, all the time.
Dosa and unpleasant. We were talking about dosa and about unpleasant bodily feeling, and wondering if dosa
one at a time.
And if unpleasant bodily feeling is always in the process.
Dosa is not bodily feeling?
No. Mm-hmm. Not.
So there can be right understanding of dosa with awareness?
Yes.
As
dosa. Just as dosa, as a nama, as experienced as a nama, but also the unpleasant bodily feeling through the mind door would be a separate moment.
And the characteristic of nama is?
That which knows.
At that moment.
At that moment.
Not thinking about it?
No, not thinking about it. Just experiencing it.
Now?
Now, yes.
And what's the object of awareness right now?
Now, bodily experience in this moment.
Mm-hmm. Not together with other objects.
No.
Yeah.
No, separate.
Before thinking or after thinking?
Before. And then thinking about the dosa or about the
and is thinking nama as well?
Is thinking nama? I want to say no.
try another answer.
Okay. Yes.
It's not a matter of yes or no.
But when I think of nama, thinking is. If the definition of nama is that which knows, then thinking is conceptual. I'm thinking of in terms of the conceptual. When do we say if it's a nama that then it doesn't. It doesn't know, it just thinks about the stories. So I'm wondering how you reconcile that with the nama that knows, say, dosa without the words, or that knows pleasant or unpleasant bodily feeling without the words.
It's not rupa, so
it's not rupa. By the word knows, maybe it's thrown you. Knows means experiences, yes. So it experiences it in the sense it knows it's all.
So it's mental phenomena. It's a mental phenomena.
After thinking.
Pardon?
After thinking a lot whether it's mental or rupa, then you sum up at that is nama.
What is sum up at?
Your conclusion.
Oh, my conclusion.
You deduce.
Is that it's nama.
Can it be directly experienced as soon as there is awareness?
Yes.
It can.
It's the only time when awareness is there.
I think she means, could you answer that question from direct experience rather than by deducing from your thinking about what is nama, what is rupa?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How can there be the understanding of nama as not self right now?
Realizing that it's just characteristics or just phenomena that arises.
And what's the difference between moment with awareness and without awareness?
The understanding.
The awareness.
The difference between the moment of awareness.
And moment without awareness.
Yeah, I would say the wisdom that arises, that knows. It knows if it's aware or if it's unaware.
Can right understanding knows instantly together with awareness when awareness is aware of an object?
Yes.
Instantly? Or does it need development before it can become clear? So how can one tell whether it's clear now or it's not clear yet about the understanding of nama?
I'm starting to feel really confused. I feel like we're going.
So confusing is not panya.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be it. Then panya knows when it's aware. When awareness is there, it discerns.
And confused, how come that it's confused? How can confused come in?
Not with panya. Panya would know that there's confusion.
There must be the difference between moment of confused and not confused.
Mm-hmm. So by comparison?
Thinking.
Is it your question?
I think so.
So quickly following the sense door process and experiencing of the hardness and the visible object or whatever, and then many, many mind door processes, as Betty pointed out, thinking about and proliferating and building up a story about what's been experienced with lots of lobha or aversion or ignorance and confusion about it, but in between that lobha and dosa and confusion, there can be moments of sati, which is aware of just the heat or the cold that was experienced, or the thinking or the confusion, any reality only different from thinking about them.
And that sati, right, this is what we were talking about on the bus, that sati does not arise at the moment of experiencing an object. It arises. If we don't talk about what we have read before in book, this book or that book, now, while we are sitting right now, can we tell the difference between moment with awareness and moment without awareness?
Yes.
Usually, with or without?
Without.
And when it's with, what is the difference?
Or maybe we think about it.
No, it's not thinking. Thinking is...
We're aware of the characteristics then, would it be?
That is the word that we use to tell oneself that when it's awareness, it is aware. That is what we remind oneself all the time of saying that there is awareness. But now, right here, and we said just a moment ago that there are moments without awareness more than moments with awareness. Because before Panya knows, let's talk about moment with awareness and moment without awareness, the difference, so that we really know whether when we say that there are moments without awareness and a little moment or none at all, so we can see the difference between these two moments by understanding, not from book. Because it's right to think that there are moments without awareness more, or some people there's none at all, when there's no understanding of direct awareness. They just keep on listening and thinking that that is it, that moment, when and so forth. But our own understanding, this is the most important thing. Buddha taught everyone to help them to have their own understanding while listening or reading his teachings. So there are moments without awareness and moments with awareness. What is the difference between these two? It has to be one's own understanding.
So we'd be experiencing the hardness or the softness or the sound
usually,
through those doorways.
Usually when someone asks, is it hard? Mm-hmm. And the answer, yes it is. Is that awareness?
And that's thinking about it.
So when does awareness come?
The experiencing of the hardness before the word.
The body consciousness yeah. always experiences hardness mm-hmm. in a day, mm-hmm. a lot in a day, from morning up to now. But there must be the different moments between the moment with awareness and moment without awareness, because the body consciousness experiences the hardness. It has to, because it's the body consciousness. But whenever there is awareness, what is the difference between moment which there is hardness appearing without awareness and hardness appearing with
Understanding. With awareness.
Because in the beginning, one learns from book or from hearing that hardness is a reality. Mm-hmm. And it can be experienced through body sense and mind, which follows the body sense, though. That is the book. But in reality, it has to be exactly the same. Because the sense door and the mind door cannot be separated mm-hmm. so fast. It cannot be separated. So while usually there is no awareness, and whenever there is awareness, Panya can tell. Because there is awareness, not like ordinary moment, which is just experiences the hardness through body consciousness. So it depends on Panya, which knows the difference. Otherwise, one assumes that there is awareness, and one says that there is more awareness or less awareness in the day. But it's not the assumption by thinking or by reading. But right at this moment, reality is appearing through idol. And when it's the awareness of it, of the visible object, it's different from awareness of seeing. Because it's not I who sees. is that element, mental element, which doesn't have any shape nor form at all. It's so dark, but it can experience anything. And it works all the time, non-stop working. So it depends on whether, whenever it arises, what type of citta it is. If it's only seeing, there is no awareness with seeing. But can there be awareness of seeing? So different moment. So one can tell at moment of seeing, we see all the time now, but we see the sign of rupa. Because the rupa has arising, has arisen and fallen away in split seconds. Nothing left, only the sign of visible object, which vipalasa, sanya vipalasa, takes it for things and people. So by understanding the characteristic of visible object as no one at all, it's the element which can impinge on the eye base, and seeing consciousness just arise to see, and then both of them gone completely, all the time. So when awareness arises and is aware, it must be very precise that it is aware of what? Then visible object, which there is no one in it, or the seeing consciousness which sees. So that there is no self who is thinking about it, because at that moment, the mental phenomena at that moment experiences visible object. So one can realize the moment with awareness and without awareness, and the object must be one at a time. So that one knows that now one develops the understanding of rupa or the sati and panya develops so that it can understand the nama, different nama at a time, never come back. And when there is more understanding, it will become detached from taking people and things out of its per object, like usual. Getting closer and closer to the reality which can be seen. Just that. Only that. No matter in what life, it's only thinking which things about people and things, while visible object arises and falls away all the time. Otherwise, there is the idea of self which cannot be eliminated because there is no understanding of the nama and the rupa, better and better, deeper and deeper. So when Buddha taught about the elimination of clinging to the eyes door, it doesn't mean that there is no meaning at all, but one knows by awareness and understanding which works at moment of experiencing realities as they are, until panya knows better and can become detached little by little, until whenever there is seeing, it's only visible object. Otherwise, visible object cannot be penetrated by panya as not permanent. Because when it seems like people and things, how can it arise and fall away? So first, I think that there should be the understanding of the moment with awareness of a reality. No attachment to this path that is very subtle, because it has to go along with detachment all the time. And one begins to understand what's meant by detachment. It's so very difficult. No hope, no wish, no expect for any reality or any higher understanding or any more awareness. Because there's understanding that this moment has arisen already. Nobody can make this moment up at all. It's conditioned. So there is no going away from it.